Now Chris Moyles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancies Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Moylesy. He eats out of the trough and he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio.
Go away, Rachel! Behind me like some mother taking her kid to bloody nursery for the first time. This way, come on, go away, what are you doing?
Oh, let's not start off on a bad foot.
A bad foot? What, did you not see Nimone's back timing? The show's failed from the beginning. What were you doing? What are you giving me?
That one is an old one and that's the new one.
That's the running order for the show. 7 o'clock news and sport. 7 o'clock news and sport. Buzz off, buzz off. Topical. Not this morning. Alan's photo shoot, set up pink. Pink, there's a sale on Harvey Nicks. There you go. That's your turn up now. Tease the NY competition, NY competition.
Spot the difference.
Red Hot Chili Peppers plug. Oh, we're not doing that anyway, I wouldn't worry about it.
Thank you.
And a very good morning to you. It's 6:56. Rachel, look at her face, look.
Face of thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder rage.
I'm in a good mood this morning.
Yeah, you won't be by the time I finish with you, love.
Thunder, 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 thunder face.
Oh, morning, Dave.
Morning.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you awake?
You're enjoying the show.
Alan,
morning.
Good, good, good. Ah, oh, it's going to be a great day today. Gotta stop singing over the end of the records. Jermaine, a superstar. What have you got to remind me?
Oh, don't forget your Dale Whitney.
Can't believe I have to remind you to remind me to say stuff.
Why don't you just remember yourself then?
Well, I did. I've had to remember things now. I always say to Dave, oh, do us a favour, remind me to do this in a minute. Yeah. And I'll finish, and then I'll go back on the air, and I'll forget, and Dave will forget. I'll go, then halfway through the day, I'll go, you didn't remind me to do that thing. Oh, yeah, don't forget you want to do that thing. No, don't remind me now. It's too late.
I thought you meant before 10, not before 7.
No, I said, at the end of this record, remind me to tell the Dale Winton story.
I missed that bit.
Right. Yesterday, Dale was on the show, and he was a hilarious guest. And we went to the cafe around the corner for a bit of breakfast. You know, me and Dale, very nice. And he said, we're chatting away about stuff and work and this, that and the thing. And he said, you know, this, that and the other end. But, yeah, but you're sounding great on the breakfast show and it's really good and I'm really pleased for you. I like Nemone. And I went, what? He said, I like Nemone. Sorry, I'm not, what? Nemone, the girl who's on before you. Nemone. Nemone, you daft pillar! So, Nemone will be back tomorrow morning. Oh, I do like Nemone. I didn't know what it was. I didn't want to ask. I was scared. You never know. It could be another world.
I think that might be the Greek pronunciation. I'll ask her later.
And Dale Winton's famous for being Greek?
No, but he's probably been to Greece.
Coming up, Outkast and Shakedown. Let's get some news from Dom and Jules. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
Worries the new drug laws will confirm. Radio Newsbeat, it's now coming up to 7:05.
The big one in Brum has sent a text message saying, that Juliet sounds so sexy. I bet she looks just as sexy. And she sounds sporty. There you go.
Yeah.
How do you sound sporty?
Like Juliet. Hi, sexy sport here. Football. JJ culture. Nice. She's like the female Des Lynam, but in a sexy way. And you know about football. Mm.
Dig yourself out of a hole.
Yeah. I'll take it back, actually, because I'll just be digging myself for hours. What else was I going to say? It was a great game last night, the Bolton game.
Commentary sounds fantastic.
You didn't see it, did you?
No.
Can't believe you don't have Sky.
I haven't got Sky.
When you work for Football Focus, and they should provide you with Sky.
I've got nowhere to put it at the moment.
You put it in the living room.
Sticks
well, you put
telly.
The dish on the roof, and you plug it into your telly. Girls don't know anything works these days, do they? But you should be watching it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll sort it out. Or if you want, come round to mine and watch the games if you fancy it.
With your goal celebrations.
Yeah, tell him, Dave, tell him. JJ and Kotcha.
The other day.
His goal celebration is exactly the same as my dancing.
Your one-legged dance, right, and I was trying to think where I'd seen this before, but you stole it blatantly from JJ and Kotcha, who does that. When he scores, he does that.
That's his celebration. Yes, Alad?
It comes from Avid's Merion.
It doesn't.
You got it from?
No, it's the dance that's sweeping the nations.
Did JJ Okocha say woof woof though while he was doing his last night? Because that's what you do.
Thank you.
Don't you?
Right, here's what you do.
I'm sticking up.
Morning, by the way. What you do is stand side on. If you are now literally getting out of bed, why don't you try this?
Don't do this while you're driving.
No. Get out of bed, stand side on, lift your right foot into your right hand, if that makes sense. Okay?
Behind yourself.
Come on, stand up, Tom, do this, will you?
And then you thrust the right knee backwards and forwards whilst going, woof, 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 woof. This is getting the nation up once again.
It makes you look ill.
Your right foot in your right hand, and then in three movements it's woof, woof, woof. There you go. We're all JJ and Kotcha lovers now. Good morning.
We're the new show on the air. And we know we're not the same. To be your number one, well, that's our major aim. What makes this show stand out when the record has stopped playing? When he speaks into the mic, you understand what he is saying. The Chris Moyle Show, national radio.
Nick in Cambridge, you're wrong. Have a great day. Chris, your dance is actually from the opening credits of the American TV sitcom City Guys. I've never heard of it. Ask Alad later when he comes back in. Kate Lawler did that dance in the Big Brother house. She did as well. She did that dance. But she did at the woof woof, by the way, is copyright the Chris Moyle Show.
Do they not mean when she was trying to get undressed and take her trousers off when she was drunk and she fell over during the holding? No.
That would be if I'd have fallen over, Dave.
Yeah.
Then, you know, fair enough. But she did that dance with the knee thing, with the leg thing. The woof, but she didn't say woof woof.
Okay.
Woof woof is just for me. That's my version. JJ Kotcha, if you're listening, if you're a Pearly, because isn't he flying off today?
He's going to Tunisia, isn't he?
Yeah. If you're listening, on your next goal celebration, just throw a woof woof in there as well. You have my permission, OK?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
It's 7:15. I found a problem with Radio 1's trip to New York.
A fatal flaw.
Yeah. We're banging on all this week about someone could be going to New York to see Coxie and Westwood and Goldfinger and Zane Lowe. But Radio 1 could be lying to you. And I found out, and I'm going to expose it to the nation because I think someone needs to do something about it.
This is nothing to do with our competition, is it?
No.
Right, so we're in the clear in terms of...
Actually, Rachel, who found the documentation in the studio, left from last night...
Hmm.
It's a non-immigrant visa application for America with Zane Lowe on it, which we found in the studio. It's got all his details, his date of birth. Do you know he's not from, he wasn't born in England.
He's from New Zealand.
Yeah, no, I know.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, really? And he's got his address on here and his phone number. His phone number.
Can't ring him now.
Why not?
The fella works nice.
Present occupation, broadcaster. Oh, he's pushing it a bit there. They might look into that. Name and street address of the employer. Let's put Radio 1 down. Where he's going to be staying in New York?
Hotel.
What?
Hotel.
Yeah, I do know that. Have you had a look?
Nope.
And it's got all this on. And the only thing that worries me about this... Because obviously, you know, when you're on the air, you get a bit peckish. So you often send the runner or the BA out to get some food for you. So I'm just hoping that if we've found his visa application in the studio, I'm just worried that he might have posted his McDonald's list into the immigration people. So they'll be opening it this morning going, two Big Mac meals, one Happy Meal, Zane Lowe. What's that all about? So he might not be going. which means there could be a space for us.
Eh? Only one, though. How are we going to divvy that up?
Well, no, it'd be Zayn and his team, wouldn't it? Or I'd just go instead and his team can produce the show. It's a brand new show with me, Chris Moyles.
I'm not going to have Eli from New York. You know nothing about hip-hop and
Ask me any question about hip-hop. Go on. Any time today, Dave.
Name an album by Two Live Crew.
No. Ask me a question that I know the answer to.
Well, there's no point in asking you a question if you know the answer to it. That'd be ridiculous.
Yes,
no
Rachel.
Further questions.
What do you want to say?
Nothing.
Do you want Zane Lowe's address?
No, I was going to say maybe I should take that off you.
Do you know where he lives? All right, let's see if we can guess his house number. Here we go.
Oh,
are you ready? What?
Okay.
All right, his street.
No, let's do the number.
All right, his phone number. Okay, it's 0207.
No.
For what? You just said do the number. What do you want me to do? Tell you what, though. Didn't realise he was born in 63. He doesn't look it, does he?
That makes him, 41.
Technically, it depends what month he was born.
Yeah, but I mean, ballpark figure, he's certainly in his 40s.
Joe, our exec, is now the same age as us.
What do you mean now? What do you mean now?
It was his birthday yesterday. He's now the same age as us.
Well, he's 23 too.
Yeah. Alan celebrates his 30th this year.
Not true.
Oh, this is true.
Don't. Because push me over the edge.
Everybody
that.
Thinks that you're younger than us. You know, you think the other little baby the thing. But in fact, you're significantly older than Chris and myself, as is Rachel.
Can't joke about age. Don't go there.
Wasn't Will in the year below you at college?
No, he certainly wasn't.
No, he's 2 years below.
So,
no.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But didn't you, who was that
Can't
kid?
Joke about
who
this.
Who was the name of that kid that you went to school with?
Too early.
Tucker. Yeah, him. When you were really good pals with him.
You're also in the same class as Michael Aspel, weren't you?
Michael Aspel? Where did that come from? Michael Aspel? Out of all the old people you could have chosen, you didn't go for old grandfather time or anyone like that.
What's wrong with Michael Aspel?
Michael Aspel. Hello, Alan here. I was in the same year as Michael Aspel.
Don't even know if he's Welsh.
I don't think he is. Morning, Michael, if you're tuned in.
Probably listening.
Yeah, he's probably there going, oh, my God, that's Alan. I went to school with him. I'm in a really good mood this morning. Really, really good mood. But that all could change.
How?
I don't know. I go into a bad mood, Dave.
I'm with you now.
Right. Right, buzz off next, it's 20 past 7.
He seemed impressed by the way you came in.
Strokes and Reptilian. 7:23. Morning. Right, time for buzz off. We were going through potential buzz off tracks. Well, not potential buzz off tracks, but off the same CD. And Dominic and Jules and Dave and Alan and Joe and everybody all dancing along to the other songs that we're not using for today, Buzz Off. Juliet's favourite being Fat Larry's Band and Zoom, which she loved. Anyway, bless her. So, it's not that, though, today. I've chosen something else. So, the text number is 81199. You need to text Buzz Off to 81199 when you've had enough of the following record. Buzz Off. If you haven't done it so far and you listen every morning, join in today. Buzz off if you don't like the record. 81199. If you do like the record, just sit back, relax, enjoy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When 2,000 voices come in, that will go off, and Alan, Dave and Rachel all have a each, and when you've heard four times, the record will stop. Are you ready?
Ready.
Come on! It's this morning's Buzz Off track. Let's go!
Rachel.
Shut up.
The boys wants the girls,
Dave
while the
Bruce.
Girls wants the boys.
I'm Vernon K.
Disney, does this?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah. Well, he doesn't anymore.
To make the scene. Cheer me, by the way, Dave. Boy, yeah.
I played it. Yeah. Game, watch a guy, do you like this, Al?
I do, but...
Up and down. Just enjoy it for a bit.
It's Radio 1.
He's Welsh, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Welsh.
Guys talk, girl talk. It happens everywhere.
keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. Ba-ba-da-da. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by.
You can join in on this bit, Alan. Ba-ba-da-da. Listeners, so it's down to you, Alan.
Feeling the pressure from Rachel.
God, what a thought.
Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk.
Alan Buzz.
Rubbish. Do you know who that was?
Burt Bacharach.
No, Andy Williams.
Written by Burt Bacharach is what I meant.
Music to watch girls by.
That's what I thought you meant who wrote the composition.
Why honestly. Did you think that when I went, who's that?
Do you know...
You're on another world today, you.
What I find incredible is the fact that on the text messaging, we have several different people who spell buzz off, bus off, B-U-S-S off. I mean, you're too stupid to take part. Please cease.
Burt Bacharach. It wasn't even written by Burt Bacharach.
It was?
No, it wasn't.
Was it not?
I don't think so.
I think it was.
I think it wasn't.
I think it was.
I bet you a penny.
I'll be the judge of that.
Go on, just put your money where your mouth is, smart ass.
I bet you a pound.
I bet you £2.
I said mine first.
I bet you £2.50. Come on, keep going.
No.
So you what, you want to go higher than a pound?
It's the principle I'm after. It's not your money.
Disc 1, track 20, Andy Williams, Music to Watch Girls By.
Written by Burt Bacharach.
T. Valona and S. Ramin.
Under the direction of Burt Bacharach.
It's nothing to do with Burt Bacharach.
It
is. Pound out and shut up.
It's on my Burt Bacharach album.
Shut up. I don't have a Burt Bacharach album.
The wife does.
What?
Nothing.
All right. Sarah Cox. All together now. Now you sound lovely, Jules. Great. Go on, join in.
You're beautiful, no matter what, whatever.
Yeah, you don't sing the right words if you don't want to.
Bring us down, no. So don't you bring me down today.
Lovely.
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah. What did you do with the money?
I gave it to the local church.
Did you? Do you know the money you're referring to, Dave?
The money that your mum paid for singing lessons with?
Is the right answer. Last line. Go for it, Jules. You got to sound sexy, though.
Don't you bring me down today.
Nothing. Look. Nothing for me.
No.
Lovely, though.
7:31.
Right, let's get some sport from Dominic and Juliet.
And the main news: around £1 million is being spent on adverts published. The government is worried people don't realise it'll still be illegal, so they're going for this.
Oh, that's my fault.
That's
sorry.
Okay. If I stop that and press this, and then we'll do this.
Right.
Chiba, Colombia, Don Juan, Hash, Jay, Jive Stick, Jolly Green, Kiff, Killer, Texas Tea, Loco Weed. Call it what you like, just don't call it legal.
That's my fault because I think the advert's rubbish.
Okay.
Not, do you know what I mean? It's just, you know, oh, let's do loads of, she even sounds posh, reading out a list of names for it, which it sounds like they made up in the office one afternoon.
That's what campaigners are saying too. They reckon the ads will be ignored by many cannabis users who will see them just as that, as a joke. But some doctors are warning that people don't really understand the health risks still. Emma Harding blames cannabis for her problems.
I suddenly found I was getting very paranoid, so much so that I couldn't leave my house for weeks on end. Became very anxious about people and about my course and my future.
And other news around this morning, there are new claims of soldiers put at risk in Iraq because they didn't have the right kit. Members of the Black Watch Regiment say they couldn't have survived a chemical or biological attack. Samantha Marson is the British student who was jailed for joking at Miami Airport that she had a bomb in her bag. She's now heading home. She's been released on bail and is now busy saying sorry.
I feel really stupid for what I did. I'm not sorry to say I feel like a total idiot. But I mean, I was scared. I was never arrested before. It was a very tough experience for me.
BBC.
I saw her on the news, this girl, and she does look, she is a bit kind of like, okay, maybe I was the only one on the planet who kind of thought this was funny, And now I realise it wasn't.
She looks very embarrassed, and she said that as well.
Yeah, but so she should be, because she did something stupid. What an idiot. I have three bombs in my bag. Pardon? I have three bombs in my bag. Really? Yeah. How funny is that? Not really, love.
Fame Academy could be looking for a new home. People living near the house in North London say they've had enough of it, basically, complaining of helicopters overhead, loud music and the smell. Show producers are hoping that problems can be resolved, though, but planners say the building itself has been damaged. Camden councillors are going to make a final decision on that tonight.
Snobs. What's wrong? What's their problem with it? The house is huge. Do you know what I mean?
It's a Grade 2 listed building as well, as I understand, so they're a bit worried that perhaps changes have been made.
Why are they worried? It's not their house.
But they're the council who look after that area.
Well, who cares? That place is... I went there. Dave and I went there, true?
True.
And the place, because the guy who owns it... don't quote me, but we were in the impression the guy who owns it hadn't done any work on it for a while. And didn't live there, I don't think. I may be wrong, but this is what we've got told.
Yeah, okay.
And the place needed...
decorating.
Yeah, well, no, more than that. It needed a lick of paint. It needed work doing to it. So they weren't moaning then. Now it's on TV. They're moaning. They should just butt out.
National tests for 11 and 14-year-olds look like they're going to be abandoned in Wales. The Welsh Assembly is expected to order their replacement with assessment by teachers instead.
There you go.
And the main news around this morning, there's no doubt, actually, juggling makes your brain bigger.
Jeez.
That's from German scientists who studied a group of volunteers keeping balls in the air. Scans taken before and after the training showed that learning to juggle increases the amount of grey matter in your head.
It doesn't.
Dr. Bogdan Dragansky...
You just made that up.
Oh, I was struggling saying that out there. So try it again.
Yeah.
Dr. Bogdan Dragansky.
Well, if you're going to make up a doctor, why don't you make
Dr.
it...
Dr. Steve.
Right.
Says only the juggler's skulls stops their brains getting too big.
Yeah. Juggling is changing our brain structure, but transiently. We have our rigid brain skull, and you can imagine if we are learning to juggle every day, our brain will explode.
What is he talking about?
He's saying that the art of juggling improves the grey stuff.
It does.
Does he say if you juggled all the time, your brain will explode?
Yeah.
As far as sport's concerned, I think it's safe to say Bolton are through to the final of the Carling Cup. 7 goals at the Reebok last night. Villa scored 2 of them. Bolton with 3 up after just 17. It could have been...
Newsbeat is now 7:37.
That Leeds United thing's getting on my nerves now.
Why?
So what I was saying today, before the show...
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting really, 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 really angry as a Leeds United fan. I've just about had enough of this pathetic football club. And what I mean by that is the people who run it and the business side of it is absolutely a disgrace. And I said something about it on the air the other day, and I'm now just absolutely got to boiling point. And, you know, and this is from someone who's been a fan for, like, 3 or 4 seasons.
Are you upset by the player's reported refusal to take a wage cut?
A little bit, but I'm more upset and more angry by the fact that the club let it get to that in the first place, because it seems to me, as a fan, they absolutely haven't got a clue. They're like Stevie Wonder in a jumble sale. They can't see a thing. They don't know what's going on. They haven't a clue. And they're going, oh... Right, the players can take a pay cut. What are you talking about, the players saying? Why don't you take a pay cut? What a ridiculous, ridiculous state of affairs. And this club does nothing for me, absolutely nothing for me as a fan. 400-mile round trips I do to go to Allen Road. I pay for my season tickets. I buy from the club shop. I drink my tea out of an Allen Road mug. I do my best to... Every day I get abuse from people taking the mick. Oh, your lead's funny going down. And the club do absolutely... And then the club turn around and go, right, we'll sell Robbo and Becker and we'll do this. What are you doing? Why don't you just get it sorted? You haven't a clue. Why don't you just put your hands up and you go, we haven't got a clue. You screwed the club up. You're screwing us over. You do nothing back for the fans. You're an absolute disgrace.
What's the answer, then?
I don't know. Seriously, but I'm trying to camp outside Roman Abramovich's house, right, with a pair of binoculars and a camera in the hope that I might be able to catch something I shouldn't. Knock on his door. Look, I tell you what, call it a straight 5 million and the pictures will go away. I don't know what to do.
Are there laws against that sort of thing?
I don't know. There should be laws against Leeds United's board of directors, I tell you that. It just makes me really angry. I'm that desperate now for Leeds United because they don't know what they're doing at the club. Get some juggling balls, put them on a bike, send them to Ellen Road. It might improve their brain matter.
Your morning's just got better. The saviour is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
I'm very angry. It's 7:40. Not angry because it is 7:40. That would be ridiculous. I had some kind of very strange disease.
It's not an angry time, is it?
7:40-itis. Right, Nelly Furtado and then Kylie Minogue. Radio 1, come on. Minogue, but you should know that by now. If you don't, you shouldn't be listening to Radio 1. 7:47, Thursday morning. I've calmed down now after my little rant. Just look forward to my next trip to Ellen Road where there's two doormen, two bouncers standing where my seats are. Sorry, sir. Yeah, I'm afraid you'll have to leave.
What? Fair point, well made.
I'll offer myself to Leeds United if they want to buy me for £1, and then they can sell me, right, before the end of the January transfer window somewhere if they want. Get £5 million for me, maybe. All right, maybe not.
To who?
Well, I don't
know. Who's going to buy you for £5 million?
I don't. I might just do it for the publicity. Chelsea might buy me for a laugh.
As a mascot?
I don't care. Do you know what I mean? Roman Abramovich might be there going, I have a sense of humour. And yes, I will buy him for £5.
You can go and do the half-time entertainment.
You can run up and down on the side and, like, shake your hands. No. Entertainment way.
I don't mind the shaking my hands thing. The running up and down thing might be a bit of a struggle. I mean, I don't mind kind of, you know, plodding up and down.
You could get you a golf buggy or something, couldn't they? Just drive up and down, waving at people.
£5 million to... What's the Chelsea mascot? I'll wear... Do they have a dancing...
I don't know what they have.
Animal, do they?
You could do your dance. You could get your dance going around Chelsea.
Actually, is it a lion at Chelsea?
Juliet will tell us.
Juliet, what's the mascot of Chelsea? Is it a lion?
Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, I love the fact that mascots... Because, you know, you don't see them all the time. Last night during the Bolton game, you could see the Bolton mascot. And,
it's a bear. You're in. Sorry.
Explain what you mean by that, Alan. You're trying to say I look like a bear? Because I'm, a bit grizzly looking?
A bit scary, rah.
Do you know, I wasn't going to mention your ever-growing acne problem this morning, but as you're now starting to have a go at me, I'll have a go back.
I'm not having a go, I'm complimenting you.
Do you ever see Super Ted?
Yes.
Super Ted. You remember Super Ted?
Super Ted.
They used to say Super Ted, like that. Super Ted.
Super Ted.
There wasn't a character on there called Spotty.
It's only one spot, and that's going
spots.
Down...
It's two spots. Your spot's giving birth to another spot.
Where, next to it?
Yep.
Is it
and,
really?
And on the other side there's a spot as well.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
Where?
A load of pot marks as well. Yeah, you got black
yeah,
ones
I've
on your
got,
nose.
Yeah, I've got pot marks, but...
And you got your photo shoot today.
Yes.
Eligible bachelor. You'll still be a bloody...
Should we
still
discuss
be a bachelor
this when you're in better mood?
What?
Should we discuss this when you're in best mood? You're scaring me now.
No, it'll get me out of my bad mood.
Has my spot gone there? Because you said earlier I had a spot on my nose.
That's
my only
nose.
One that worries
Let's
me.
Let's have a look. I can't see it from where
you
I
see,
am.
It's stressful.
Actually, come here.
Doesn't your body does that when you're stressed?
Alan walked into the office yesterday at lunchtime and went, yay, someone just burst my spot for me.
Megan. Thank you, Megan, from Joe Wiley Show.
Oh, God.
And Rachel was really upset because Rachel wanted to do it, but she went for a meeting.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise you were serious.
Let me do it.
You're all... Can
why
I just,
why
can I
would
say,
you want to squeeze his spots?
You're all sick, twisted
Megan, so you,
individuals.
It's not good that you did it, because I can't take pain very well, and so I kind of hit her by mistake.
Who?
She was squeezing so hard.
Megan,
yeah.
You just used that excuse to give her a slap, didn't you?
I didn't... It wasn't a slap. It
was
you're
more... You're a little playful tiger,
around
aren't
the
you?
Bum area. Was like
it,
a...
Hey? Is that you flirting? You're a little, you know, come on, cheeky, chase me, and all that.
But I think there's gunk building up again, Rach, so if you want a second go...
Why? Sorry, I don't get the fascination with bursting your own spots, let alone somebody
is it
else's.
Really satisfying.
So's chicken pie, do you know what I mean? What are you talking about? So's a nice pint of lager on a hot day.
It's picking someone's spot. I mean, the idea of... I don't pick my own... I don't... Occasionally, I get spots, like since starting this early morning. But I don't pick my own spots. I don't burst my own spots. The idea of bursting someone else's... Seriously, what's wrong with you all? Is it just me?
I don't find it attractive. I mean, I've never...
What's wrong with you, puss lovers? What's wrong with you? Oh, I mean, what goes through Rachel's mind? She comes into work in the morning. I see Elliot has a spot. It's going to be a great day. I wonder how long. I wonder how long I'm going to wait before they can pop that lovely spot. Rachel? Yeah? You all right? Yeah, no, I'm just thinking to myself. Are you working? Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm wondering how I can burst these lovely spots.
Do you want to hear some minging?
What, even more minging than bursting each other's spots?
Sorry for eating cornflakes or brekkie at the moment, but we got it on Megan's top.
Oh, no! Shut up!
So Megan is walking...
No, enough! Yeah. Way too much information. Seriously, I'm the one who gets a bad rap in the papers. Sick Moylesy said... Tell you what, if I'm a shock jock, you're a shock BA.
Sorry.
Oh, man, why did you have to say that?
I thought it was quite funny.
Oh. So many people now texting and going, please, I'm trying to eat my breakfast.
Sorry about that. It's all right. It's more of a pop noise rather than a... It wasn't...
Anyway. Apparently Megan was furious. She goes, oh, God, it so doesn't go with this colour either. Is it? My behavior is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessary, but critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical, so watch your step, cause if I do, you need a mirror to be. Hey, Orange, and pipe down. Is there anyone out there, cause it's getting harder and harder to be? It's out this week. Love that. Maroon 5 and Harder to Breathe. Rachel's throwing a bit of a paddy. Who's had my right ratcheting? What have you lost?
You've hidden them.
Excuse me, I've hidden nothing.
I'm sure.
I'll hide you in a minute in that cupboard.
I wouldn't fit.
It's true.
All right. In next studio. Yeah.
We'll hide you in the live lounge. Go get a blanket, put her in the live lounge and throw it over her. Where's Rachel gone? I don't know. Need my white one cuties. What are they, Rachel? What are you looking for?
Chocolate crisp bars.
What?
My
chocolate?
Yes.
It's 7:57 in the morning and you're munching chocolate. She just turned around and said, right, well, if I can't find them, I'm going to eat this orange. Maybe you should be eating an orange anyway instead of chocolate. Go on, what? What's your argument against that? Look at her shoving the orange into a gob. Mind you, she is right to go off on one because they do taste really, really nice. Don't they, Dave?
Uh-huh.
Where are they? I'm not happy.
Right, still to come this morning. Music from Stereophonics, Beyonce. Here's an old record you may enjoy. I love the fact she couldn't find a chocolate, so she has an orange instead. Funny.
I was going to share them, but none of you can.
You don't normally blooming share them, you know, like this. They're mine. They're all mine. Get your own low-calorie treats. Ridiculous. Tampra featuring Mayer and Felix. Remember that?
Yeah.
What year was that?
98.
98, 99, so that was
one
it.
Of the two, definitely.
Oh, great. You in a good mood, Alex?
Yes.
Dom, you in a good mood?
Very good mood, thank
Juliet.
You.
Juliet?
Flying.
Dominic, David, rather?
Rocking.
Yeah. Rachel?
No.
Oh, grumpy pumpy pops. Grumpy Rachel. She wants her chocky wocky in the morning mornings. Do you want me to run down the offie next door and get you some nice caramac or something?
No.
You know? Curly whirly? Finger fudge?
Just enough, Rachel.
To give the boys a treat.
Get on with the news. Get on with the news. I don't want to talk about it. I'm upset about the chocolate.
Choco crisps.
Oh, Rachel. Working with Jamie Theakston doesn't seem so bad now, does it? One.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I do find that when... Oh, here she goes. Where are you going? Will you stop looking? Where have you hidden them? I've never seen Rachel move so fast in my life. Hey, I tell you what, if you'd done the marathon in this speed, love, you'd been like Zola Bud.
Get out with it.
Man. I can't go into the news now. Oh, dear.
Straight face, Dominic?
Yeah.
Serious news.
Ooh. Right. I like that. Does anyone fancy any low-calorie chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's next door, by the way. It's in the live lounge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Under the fax machine.
Yeah, when you've had one, just hide it somewhere else. All right, Rach. Look at the look of hate in her eyes. Right, I'm sure this will continue for the next 10 minutes. Black Eyed Peas coming up. Pink and the Feel Good Time record for a change. She's going to be in the studio with us tomorrow as well. It's Dom and Jules. It's 8:02.
Confusion over the drug law changes.
And JJ's too good.
The weather this morning, plenty of rain around. The worst of it in the south, dying out in Scotland and Northern Ireland later. Radio on Newsbeat. It's now 7:05.
Ready, more chocolates. I want more chocolate treats. I want them now. If I don't get more chocolate treats, someone's going to get a slap. And I mean that, right? Dominic, Julia, Dave, Chris, Elliot, and I, right, I'll slap you all. Where's my chocolate? I need them now. I don't want to go on about it all morning. Give me my bit of chocolates!
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Chris
Moyle.
Was that a bit harsh, Rachel?
Yes.
Was it? Are you all right now? You've gone past your chocolate fix?
Yes.
You say you don't need them?
No.
So if I was to tell you where they are, you wouldn't want any? The nation is today, the nation's divided. A lot of people are saying, give her a chocolate.
The nation isn't divided. They're all saying to give me them back.
No, that's not true. A lot of them are saying, you know, to be honest, Chris, you're helping her with her weight loss program by helping her not shove chocolate into her gob at 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's only 1.5 points.
Yes, but an orange is less.
Yes.
Yeah. How better do you feel now after your orange?
Not the same as I'd have a chocolate crisp.
Come on, Diego, seriously, an orange is better, Sally.
Shut up.
Sally, an orange is better for you than some chocolate. I'll play a record when I'm good and ready. All right? I don't tell you how to stand there and eat food every morning. No, I don't tell me how to do my job, woman. And by the way, look me right in the eyes and ask me, did I hide your chocolate treats?
Did you hide my chocolate treats?
No, I didn't.
I don't believe you.
Can you believe that? That's shocking. Rachel, look at me. I didn't hide your chocolate treats. Do you believe me?
No.
You're so... God. You're like that man in the Bible story whose name I've forgotten.
Moses.
No, shut up, Dave. She's not like Moses. The wooded... Doubting Thomas.
Like
that's
well.
Who she's like. Moses. There's no bit in the Bible where Moses goes, all right, where are my chocolate treats? Whisper it out, I've never read that bit.
Shut up.
You know, we're the only thing on Radio 1 right now. Morning, nations. How apt for all of us. 8:07.
We try to take it
real good, real good.
Sing it, Pink. Really good album. Have you got it yet?
No.
Pink's album's brilliant.
I've heard a lot of it, though.
Brilliant. That's Feel Good Time. She's going to be in the studio with us tomorrow.
Live.
Like this time tomorrow, 24 hours.
Mm.
It won't be a good interview, though. Rachel'll still be moaning about the fact that her... low-fat Weight Watchers treats are missing.
She's coming in at 9 o'clock.
Oh, she's at 9?
And for the last hour.
All right. 25 hours then. Oh, dear. Colin Murray, by the way. You see, he's a pillock.
Right.
He nicked your beer last night, didn't he?
He goes on, because we told everyone to text him last night and call him a div, he rings me after his show to tell... He's such a rebel, right? He goes... Right, we've all been, right, to get you back, we were drinking all your beer, and we got messages from people saying thanks for the beer, Milesy, because you got loads of beer, and we thought it'd be really funny for me to steal your beer. So do you know what he did with it? He moved it from the side of your desk to the side of his desk, which is, like, the desk virtually opposite, and put Property of Colin Murray on it. Oh, he's a rebel, isn't he? Then rings me to tell me. What a girl!
I think his phone's on this morning.
He tries. Normally off, I think, this time.
Yeah, I know.
We've tried him before, haven't we?
Shall we order a load of pizzas and a big skip and a load of tarmac to be delivered outside his house?
Try to ring him, because normally we try and ring him before seven, don't we? But he might be up now.
I bet he's not.
We're trying, then.
Hi, this is Colin Murray. I'm famous. There you go. Hello, you've reached my answer phone. I didn't think it was somebody else's. Bless him.
I did speak to him yesterday and asked him what time he'd be up and whether he usually listens.
He tapes it, writes down all the good bits, and then comes into his team and goes, why don't we do stuff like this? Why are we not as good as them? That's what he does, apparently. Anyway, he's on tonight. Colin Murray from 6 o'clock. So, even if you're not listening, right, if you're just watching telly, when EastEnders comes on, just go, oh, I forgot to do that thing. 81199, you're a div, Colin. Just send him a text. Any point from 6.
Oh,
he'll love it.
Phoning.
Hey?
Shall I answer the phone?
No.
It might be him.
Well, we won't be him. Anyway, so Pink, tomorrow... What we're going to do, we're going to do the same thing that we did with Dale yesterday. Questions from you, the listeners out there in listenerland.
So she chooses whose questions she has.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this on Listen Again at some point Thursday afternoon, so you should be listening live, you can't phone in, now it's too late. But if you're listening live at 8:17 in the morning, give Alan a ring now, 08700 100 100, with your question for Pink. What we'll do is we'll record the best ones, and then tomorrow we'll get her, she can choose, so you know, we play a clip. Hello, this is Dave from Warrington. And if she likes the sound of you, then she gets your question, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So 08700 100 100, possible questions for Pink, such as, do you really fancy Chris Moyles? That's a good question. Right?
You're obsessed with this possible relationship between you and her, aren't you?
Yeah, but for legal reasons, I need to put the word possible in.
That's why I did that.
She's with Tommy Lee now, apparently.
Is she?
Yeah. Please, no obvious questions about Tommy Lee either. Right? We'll get away with that first thing in the morning. Pink, questions for her. Do you like England? Do you like Wales? Have you ever been to Northern Ireland?
Mm.
Oh, that's sure, isn't it? Thank you. Do you like Marmite?
What's your favourite fish?
Wow. And,
hey?
What's your favourite colour?
That's a great one. That's a good one, that.
What size are your feet? Mm.
Have you ever farted in a cinema?
I reckon she's got big feet, actually.
Pink?
Mm.
She's a big girl. So 08700 100 100, have a think, and for the next 20 minutes we'll take calls and Alan will pick the best ones. And then after 9 o'clock tomorrow you can be on the radio with Pink. It's the Stereophonics, comes out in February, this is Movie Star from Radio 1. February, Stereophonics, Movie Star. I like that.
Grows on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, good. Beyonce plays in 45 seconds. It's 8:22.
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley. Today from 10.
It's Radio 1. I'm really pleased to welcome to the show, Britney Spears.
Oh, hello.
One. Beyonce. So crazy in love.
Baby, still love that.
I like the mix that appeared on Dave Pearson's show. You know, they do that... Was it the mashup they call it? It's Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah, and they put all sorts of strange things into each other, but it's fantastic, actually.
Brilliant, brilliant mix.
On tonight.
What? Yeah, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Well done. And they did a version of this over Sister Sledge, Lost in Music. Ace. Tonight, then, it's not Dave Pearce, but it is Colin Murray, but don't let that put you off. We love each other, really.
Leave Colin alone. Leave Milesy alone.
If he could drink, I'd take him out for a few pints.
He's hopeless, isn't he?
He used
me like sort of Johnny Two-Pot.
But he's self-confessed. He said he can't drink. Pint and a half and that's it. He's falling over.
Edith puts him to shame.
Anyway, on tonight, Colin Murray tonight from 6 o'clock. We fall right in. 8:27. It's Feeder. Try to pull things round when the air starts to fail. Great record. Feeder and Comfort and Sound. Coming up, Liberty X Motorcycle. Dave's Tedious Link at 9 o'clock.
Tis true. Right.
Meanwhile, I hate cutting this short, but you've got to read it, in fact. There you go. BBC. Seamless.
Thought you did that well.
Thank you very much. Right, let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news this morning is all about cannabis. £1 million is being spent on adverts publicising next week's changes to the drug laws. Cannabis will be downgraded to Class C alongside bodybuilding steroids and antidepressants. The government's worried, though, people don't realise it'll still be illegal, so they're going for this.
Chiba, Columbia, Don Juan, Hash, Shea, Jive Stick, Jolly Green, Kiff, Killer, Texas Tea, Loco Weed. Call it what you like, just don't call it legal.
What a waste of time. What a waste of money in somebody's opinion. Obviously not the opinion of the BBC. But it's just, it does sound like people are having a clue. How posh does she sound? Oh, yes, it's called this. You wouldn't have a clue, love.
That's what campaigners are saying as well. They reckon these ads will be ignored by many users who will see them as a joke.
Well, you know what? I think they're right. You know what they should have done?
What?
Marijuana is still illegal. We have downgraded to Class C, but it's still illegal. So don't take it. Thank you.
This is what Gary Stanton reckons. He works on a cannabis website.
It seems like they've tried to find every single word that they could possibly find for cannabis and put it into this ad to make it kind of hard-hitting and to kind of appeal to teenagers and to early 20-somethings. But a lot of those words I haven't heard anybody but my parents use.
And doctors say people have to realise there are health dangers with cannabis. The Conservatives are saying that if they get back into power, they'll change the law back again. In other news...
Open. Yeah.
And the weather this morning, rain everywhere, wet and horrible. It'll hang around all day in the south.
I can't read
Radio
the weather.
Newsweek.
What's wrong with you? You struggled on the word rain.
No, it's just, it's rubbish day.
Rain everywhere.
And I could take like a minute to tell you all about it, but all you want to know really is it's rubbish.
Well, that's true. So do that again, and the weather rubbish.
Rain, yeah, rain, rubbish, wet, rubbish, and dank. 8:36.
Dank?
Yeah.
What's dank?
It's one of my favourite weather words.
It's also the German for thank you.
That's danker. Danker.
But you could say dank for
leave
short.
Leave him alone, like. He was only trying his best. Right, New York then, if you want to be on, this is our last, your last chance to play with us, in the morning, if you want a trip to New York, 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100, Alid is quite literally standing by to take your calls. So, 08700 100 100, if you want to come on, answer some questions, you could be going to New York next week. With the time at 8:37 on this glorious Thursday morning, it's time for the results of Where's Rachel's Low-Fat Chocolate Treats. Okay, so they're somewhere hidden in the building. Rachel couldn't find them before, but can she find them now? Let's hand over to Rachel. Good luck!
Where are they?
Oh, you have to find them. It's the old warmer, colder game.
Oh, are they in the studio?
Warm. Yes.
Are they by Chris?
Well, you've got to start walking around and having a look.
Oh.
Cold, freezing. Oh, give it warmer. Oh, hey, even more warmer. Warmer. Oh, getting hotter. Warmer. Oh, getting hotter here. Cold. Warmer. Oh, will she get them? What?
Are they behind here? Yeah. Oh.
What's up?
You've eaten them.
Yeah, sorry about that. We were starving. But, no. No.
I only want one.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to eat it now? All right. Rachel will now eat her low-calorie chocolate treat. How many calories in that?
I don't know, but it's 1.5 points.
But how many calories would there be in the orange?
95 in these.
95 calories.
It's not much.
And you're going to eat it?
Yeah.
After all that, you're going to eat it? Really? Well, if you're having one, I'm having one. Who wants one? Dom, do you want one?
How many calories is a point?
Juliet, do you want one?
All right.
There you go.
Cheers, Rach, thanks.
Do you want one?
Yeah, go on then.
All right, here you go. There you go. I've got loads, by the way. I've got boxes of the stuff coming out of my ears. I don't really know what to do with it. Well, there you go.
can't believe you're eating it.
Yeah.
I was going to share them today anyway.
I'm really grateful.
You got no choice now, have you, Rach?
No.
They're nice as well, aren't they?
They're what?
They're nice.
Mm, very chewy.
Yeah, and there's only 1.5 Weight Watchers points, Dom.
That's good news. Your morning's just got better. The saviour is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. 8:39, woof woof. Royal Show, National Radio 1. Yeah, yeah. Motorcyclist, a rush comes. It's 8:45. Good morning.
New York, New York. So good we play it twice.
Someone could be going to New York. Someone is going to New York next week. Cox is going, Zane Lowe's going, Tim Westwood, Chris Goldfinger, and Joe Harland. So you could be going. Yeah, I know. People at home sitting there going, I don't know, Joe was
Joe
going.
Joe Harland's
I'd have,
going.
I'd have rung up if I'd have known that. Sat on the plane asking loads about movies all the way there.
Morning, Joe, if you're listening.
Morning, Joe. Family man he is now. Mm. He works at Radio 1. He's lovely. He knows everything.
Joe knows, we used to call him.
Joe, the man in the know. Anyway, right. Choose a number.
Number 3, please.
Line 3.
Mr. Moyles.
Mr. Caller.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Ian from Portsmouth.
Hey! What do you do, Ian?
Oh, I work in IT, Chris.
Nice. That's
computers and stuff.
Yeah, pretty boring, I'm sure.
Been to New York before?
Pardon?
Have you been to New York before?
I have. I've been to New York once before.
Enjoy it?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. Really good.
Were you surprised at how much it looked like New York from the New York in your head?
Well, you know, you see it in the films with the drain pipes and the steam coming up. I went in the winter, so you saw all that.
Yeah.
But there was no fire hydrants exploding, unfortunately.
I got out of the station. First time I went there, I went from Philadelphia on the train, and when we got out, there was a queue of... Yeah, there was a load of traffic.
Is this at Grand Central Station?
I'm not sure.
Right.
Right. Anyway, I just, whatever, moved
Sorry,
out
yeah,
with
yeah,
the...
Yeah, right, yeah.
I don't know. I think there might be another one, but I'm not sure. I don't think it was. Anyway, hang on, Adrian's saying no.
Which one is it?
Right, hang on, Adrian's now going to run in.
Come in.
Who cares?
Like a New York station update.
Pennsylvania station.
That's the one, yeah, yeah.
Pennsylvania station.
Brilliant. Thank you, mate. So much better than the other fella.
Yeah.
Dominic. So anyway, yeah, so, and I've come out of the station, there's a load of traffic, there's a load of yellow cabs honking their horns, a fire engine with its siren going and smoke coming out of the ground, and I'm like, have they set this up just for me? And then we got in a cab, right, and the cab driver, what's the nice way of saying this, wasn't American, right?
Did he call you buddy?
No, but he did swear at people and go, get out of the way of my cab! And I'm like, this is just unbelievable. It was like New York through the eyes of the Simpsons. But it's such a great place. You could be going then, Ian.
I hope so.
You know what you've got to do?
I've got to answer questions.
Yeah, just answer as many questions as you can. You have to get 10 or above.
Okay, no worries.
Okay. I will read them as fast as I possibly can. Only because I hate it when you listen to contests and they go, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I messed it up, I'll read it again. Hang on, you're wasting valuable time here. If I screw it up, I'll say pass and move on. If you don't know the answer, say pass.
Will do.
All right, and shout it as well, because I'm concentrating on reading these without fluffing them.
Okay, man.
I listened to Sarah doing it yesterday. The poor girl was out of breath by the time the time finished. Right, so you got to get 10 or more.
10 or more.
You've got 60 seconds.
Go on, baby.
It's going to be easy. Okay, you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Start the clock.
In which U.S. state would you find the world-famous Everglades?
Colorado.
What is the surname of the singer we know as Beyoncé?
Knowles.
Which Sandra starred in the Speed films?
Bullock.
The city of Boston is situated in which American state?
Pass.
Which American actor stars as Dewey Finn in the forthcoming movie School of Rock?
Jack Black.
About which Florida city did Will Smith famously sing?
Miami.
Leonardo DiCaprio starred alongside which...
Gangs of New York.
No. Whose current single is entitled God is a DJ?
Pass.
Anchorage is situated in which U.S. state?
Pass.
Whose hits include Intergalactic and No Sleep Till Brooklyn?
Beastie Boys.
Justin Timberlake is currently dating which Hollywood actress?
Cameron Diaz.
What was the name of the L.A. club where River Phoenix died in 93?
Pass.
The USA is made up of how many states?
52.
Who's currently in the charts with a cover of Sheryl Crow's All I Wanna Do?
Pass.
Which nationality is Blackburn goalkeeper Brad Friedel?
American.
Whose current musical offering is entitled Milkshake?
Pass.
What type of fruit would you normally expect to find on a Hawaiian pizza?
Pineapple.
Which American singer is married to Bush frontman Gavin Rossdale?
Chick from No Doubt, Gwen Stefani.
Matt and Trey, the two
South Park.
And did he say stop the clock?
Yeah.
Well, we did. I can't give you the South Park one then, because you don't.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't. Stop the clock. It's like you, Tim, whispered it. Stop the clock. What? You all you want, Tim? I'm still going.
Say it.
He did, actually. Well, the music's run out, smart ass.
Oh,
right,
fair enough.
So I can't give you South Park, but you did get Gwen Stefani, and I know you did, because I was saying that as he was saying it, and you did get pineapple. And if I look back, tell you what you got.
I got
a few wrong.
Less than 10.
You got 9.
Man.
Rubbish.
I got South Park, that's 10, come on.
Mate, the time had gone. It'd run out, so I can't give it to you.
What about please? What?
What
about if I say please?
We say no.
Hang on a sec. He might say please, though. I mean... Rachel?
No.
You're just in a bad mood, you are. You got your chocolate. Mate.
Sorry, Ian.
Did he only get 9?
Hmm.
No.
Man.
That's rubbish.
But I...
Yeah, you're rubbish. Well, you ain't going now. You've been there now, so tough. You're not going anywhere.
That's right. I didn't want to go anyway.
You wouldn't have got the time off work.
That's it.
Yeah. It'd probably rain when you were there. You'd have come back. You'd have been fired. You know what I mean? Would have been terrible. Well, you can stay in love. Where do you live again?
Portsmouth. Yeah, we spanked you 4-0, was it? At the end of the season.
Right, thanks for calling. Bye. Bye.
6-1, wasn't it?
Shut up.
6-1, yeah.
4-0.
I've lost that caller there. Sorry about that. All right, so far then, Lydia from Nottingham has got 10. She won with Coxie yesterday. She'll be there going, oh, thank God for that. Nick was our winner on Wednesday. Alex was our winner on Tuesday. Lisa was the first winner on Monday. You have one final chance. Make sure you're listening to Sarah today from 3. I think she plays it just after 5, doesn't she?
It's about 5:15.
Yeah. So you should really start listening about...
3.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, yeah. Because you never know when she's going to open the lines.
Yeah,
see.
You know.
Nice plug. So all you got to do is answer those questions. Yeah. Well, not those ones. There'll be different ones. That'll be stupid, wouldn't it? And you've got to get 10 or more. And if you do, then you are definitely in the final tomorrow morning against 3 other callers. And whoever gets the most then, or whoever's last in it, wins.
So general knowledge on America is your subject.
Right. From 3 o'clock then, be listening to Sarah for your chance to go to New York.
New York, New York, so good we play it twice.
And from New York, hip-hop land and all that, let's move on to Will Young. I
am here.
Tedious Link then, Dave. I can't find my music, so...
Right.
How do you get to the today's Tedious Link from yesterday's Tedious Link, which was, of course,
Stone Roses and Fool's Gold. Gold, along with frankincense and myrrh, all gifts given by the three wise men. The three wise men navigated their way through the night sky by following the stars, a method that was later adopted by sailors before the advent of radar. If you're not the last R of the word radar, you're left with RADA, which is like a top college for budding actors. Actors need directors. Directors tend to sit in chairs with their names on the back. Back of the net was a popular catchphrase from the world of Alan Partridge. The plural of partridge is partridges, which like to live rather in pear trees.
Nice
music. Trees have leaves, have to do certain types of pot plants. Plants require soil. Soil rhymes with oil. Oil is something you put in your car, as is petrol. Petrol is sold by the gallon, so you might perhaps put 5 gallons in your car, or you might fill it with 10 gallons. And when you think of 10 gallons, you think of 10-gallon hats,
yes,
which are the headwear of choice for the fashionable people of Texas. Which links us to today's Tedious Link track. It is Texas, and Say What You Want.
Perfect. Nice. Sorry about the music.
Well,
I think Colin Murray must have nicked that as well. Right, today's Tedious Link from Texas. Dominic Byrne is singing along. Yo, yo, homie boy.
Yo. Yo, biggity.
There you go.
You nearly said a rude word there, I believe.
Texas and Say What You Want. Seamless Link, Dave?
I believe so, yeah.
Read out the marked bits that I've just marked on there for
on,
you.
On here, right.
Yes.
Gold, along with frankincense and myrrh, were all gifts given by the three wise men.
Right.
The three wise men navigated their way through the night sky by following the stars,
wrong.
A method that was...
Wrong. To... They followed a star.
Part of the star.
No. It wasn't part of the star. They noticed one bright, shining star,
yeah.
which they followed.
Yeah.
It wasn't they followed the stars. They didn't open up the news of the world and go, what are you, Aries? Aries, right. Straight down here, 200 yards, take a left. It was none of that going on.
But I think that particular bright star was part of the galaxy of stars.
No. What was the next bit I've highlighted?
Oil is something you put in your car, as is petrol. Petrol is sold by the gallon, so you
really? So when you fill up with the car,
yeah.
right, obviously you've got the big petrol pump there,
yeah.
and it says the price,
uh-huh.
and underneath it says gallons that you're putting into your car. It doesn't say litres, then.
In Europe, it probably says litres.
We're in Europe.
Traditionally, it was sold by the gallon,
right.
and we came into line with North America.
Rubbish!
I believe still use the gallon as a measure of unit for litres.
Was there anything else I've highlighted on there?
No.
You sure? We'll go back to the stars thing again. I want to see if I can help you out with something. Read it again.
Gold, along with frankincense yep. and myrrh, were all gifts given by the three wise men.
Yes.
Three wise men navigated their way through the night sky by following the stars, a method that was later adopted by sailors
right.
before the advent of radar.
So, hang on a second. So, sailors used to navigate their way by looking at the stars, but then when radar was invented,
yeah.
they stopped.
Yeah.
So, radar tells them the way they're going, does it?
Radar?
Yeah, not a compass. Radar.
Radar tells you where they are in relation to other objects,
yeah,
such as ships and rocks.
But they navigate using radar.
And global positioning equipment.
But radar is a navigational unit.
Yes, it is. Yes, absolutely.
So you can tell you where you're going.
It's a navigational tool.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, Dave.
It is.
Radar is not to tell you where you're going.
Sonar.
No, sonar's not either.
It is.
No, it's not.
Sonar is perhaps...
You're thinking of sat-nav. That's what you're thinking of.
No.
Or street signs.
Everybody knows that ships and boats and anything really that sails...
Yes.
...uses what we call radar strokes.
But radar is not a navigational device.
It is, because...
It's not.
You know, okay, let me...
What's radar for? Right, okay. Your image of a radar, right, from the movies, describe to me what you can see.
Okay, you have a round green screen.
Yep.
And then you have a thing...
Why is it green?
Because that's the colour that they like to use.
Not because of the, you know, because the whole dark side of things and the whole night vision type aspect.
No, I just think it's a nice way of illustrating. Anyway, the thing goes round and
yeah.
it kind of goes beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
And what's that beeping noise?
Beep. That
yeah.
is...
Radar.
It shows... It's radar. It shows
yeah.
the position of the ship in relation to stuff that might be hazardous, such as lighthouses.
You remember in Top Gun?
Hang on.
You know in Top Gun when you got multiple bogeys, right, and they appear as blips on the screen?
Yeah radar.
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 Yeah.
I'm with you, Dave.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Radar is for that use. Radar does not go 200 yards on the, you know, down here. Take a right.
Yeah, but we're not talking about sat-nav. We're talking about a navigational tool for finding your position within a huge ocean and thus not crashing into things like lighthouses.
Dave, I think the only tool so far is you gobbing off.
I think, Dave, you'll find that an imaging radar works very much like a flash camera in that it provides its own light to illuminate an area on the ground and take a snapshot picture, but at radio wavelengths.
Radio waves.
Yeah, which proves my point. It's not a navigational
It
system.
Is a navigational tool. It's not there for decoration.
All right, so here we go. Right, you get your car, right, your lovely little car, and you sit in London at Piccadilly Circus. You switch your radar on. Is it going to tell you how to navigate all the way up to Leeds?
Let me explain the problem.
No, it's not.
Radar is no good in traffic because you're surrounded by cars and buildings and post boxes and stuff. And
so how is it going to help you navigate?
It's not used on the road, you pillock. It's used at sea and in the air where you have vast open spaces with nothing but birds.
So I get on my jet ski, right, in Blackpool,
yeah.
right, and I get on it and I switch on my radar and I want to use it all the way to Brooklyn, okay, in New York.
Jet skis
and that's gonna
are not
tell
fitted
me
with radar.
You just said all things in the sea are.
I mean... from medium-sized boats up to big boats.
Radar is not a navigational
Dominic,
system.
You're
you
a
do not navigate it via is. Radar.
Dominic will find out for me, and he will prove that I'm right, and he will come back with these facts at 9:30.
£10 bet. Put your money where your mouth is. £10.
£5.
£7.50.
£6.
£7.
£6.50.
Right, you're on. Shake. Nice. Rattle and roll. It's time I see your
face, your smile. That's the darkness on Radio 1. I reckon they're going to be big for 2003.
And that's a track off their album.
I think they'll be nominated for Rock Awards.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's Friday Night, which is off the album Permission to Land.
Good, that.
Thank you very much. Which we gave, Joe, our exec, gave Dale Winton a copy of that album yesterday. So Dale, later on today, or last night, could have been rocking in his Swiss London apartment to the darkness. I believe in a thing called love. La 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 la. Oh, however he does it, I've no idea. 9:15 on BBC Radio 1. Right then, we need to clear this up. Okay?
Yeah.
It just switched on. We are having a debate. Oh yeah, you want me to do that? All right. Well, car park catchphrase first. If you don't care about our debate, ring up for car park catchphrase. You need to be in a car park just after 9:30. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Go on. Make today the day that you call.
Try it. You'll love it.
08700 100 100. Go through to the studio. Speak to Alad. And play car park catchphrase. Keep ringing. Even if it just rings forever, it'll get to you. Right, so this all stems from Dave in a tedious link saying that sailors used the stars to navigate until radar was invented. Mm. And I say that's wrong.
So you're saying that it's not a navigational tool?
I say that your original statement is wrong.
What is your interpretation of the use of radar?
I don't want to get into that now, but I'm saying your initial...
How can you because have a counter-argument based on no substance? You can't just say, I don't think you're right.
Sailors, right, did not stop using, stop navigating via the stars when the invention of radar was invented.
Yeah, but when you've got big ships heading across the ocean, you don't have fellas on the bridge looking up at the stars these days to go, oh, that's the way to Belgium.
So what? So how do they navigate? You saying they navigate via radar?
And other global positioning.
No, you said radar, and I disagree.
Radar is probably the most well-known of the navigational tools. I think it's believed to be useful in collision avoidance.
Forget the graph. Sorry, I just had something to Rachel. I like didn't switch my mic off. Forget the graph. Just go to the list.
Okay.
Right, so, Dominic, what have you found out?
Well, we've had 4.5 million text messages on this, which is a record.
Mm.
The dictionary definition of radar, Dave, is a method of detecting distant objects and determining their position, velocity, or other characteristics by analysts of very high-frequency radio waves reflected from their surfaces.
Right. So let me ask you this, Dominic.
Right, no, thank you very much. I didn't hear the word navigation in there at all.
It's not mentioned, I must say, navigation.
Whoa, nothing.
I think, you know, we're getting mixed up on certain types of terminology here. Let me ask you this, Dominic. Mm. If I was a seaman and I was trying to plot a course.
Alan, get back to the phone.
Yes,
across,
yes.
I don't know, Poole Harbour.
Mm.
Right?
If you will.
Yes. And if I was trying to avoid rocks and other boats, pleasure craft, this would allow me to navigate correctly through. Am I right?
Strictly speaking, you are correct.
So it is a navigational tool. No further questions.
But the definition of radar doesn't use the word navigate. It would if that was its purpose.
I think what it probably is that they don't feel the need to put the word navigate
in there. What do you
mean
they don't feel the need?
Because everybody realises...
It's a description of what it is.
What navigation is. Navigation is essentially finding your way and also your way in relation to other objects around you. It's exactly the job that radar does.
The only thing I would say, Dave, is that the wise men would also need a tool on them to enable them to pick up the radar waves yonder.
But I told you they didn't have radar, the three wise men. They used the stars.
By the way, this inane padding that's bordering on boredom is why we get the vote system set up, because we're going to put it to the vote. But don't bother voting now, because the vote's broken.
Surely we should get the head of the British Navy or someone to tell us who's right.
Yeah.
Something tells me the head of the British Navy doesn't listen to the Radio 1 breakfast show.
Maybe his deputy does or something.
Deputy Dog.
Is that his name?
No, I don't think.
Hi, my name is Deputy Dog. And I would like to agree with Chris. Thank you very much for calling.
There you go. I just think if you get a load of halfwits voting for you who know nothing about navigation, I'm going to be made to look foolish.
How dare you call my fans halfwits?
Why don't we organise a sweepstake?
I'll sort that
because
out
Because Dave's
now.
As tight as anything. We'll discuss this in a second. Can I get your hand to ride on? Just a piece of leg to bite on. But I'm not to... You should know by now, in June this year, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to come to the UK with BBC Radio 1. Going to be playing live in Hyde Park in London, Saturday, June 19th. 85,000 people going to be there, plus Radio 1. Backstage from the event, covering the gig, live music from the park. Chili's also playing Sunday, June 13th, Murrayfield Stadium in Edinburgh. Friday, June 18th at the City of Manchester Stadium. Go to Radio 1's live events line on 08700 100 100. I think it's option 3. Or go to Radio 1 online. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Tickets don't go on sale until Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. The concert line on the website will tell you exactly where you can get them from. So Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. OK? And then later, nearer the time, we'll have tickets to give away on the air, all right? Chili Peppers. June. This year. BBC. Radio 1. Right, do you want to get this out of the way, then?
OK.
All right. Put it to the vote. Who's right, who's wrong?
OK.
If you think Dave is right in this boring... I'm bored of it now, but it's taken us 20 minutes to get the text message thing set up, so I'm going to use it. Vote Dave. Write a text message saying, vote Dave. VOTE space DAVE.
Gotta help him.
And send it to 81199 if you think that Dave is right. Vote Dave and send it to 81199. Get your phone out now. If you really believe, if you...
Shut up, Milesy, you idiot. Dave's right.
Well then, prove it. Vote Dave. That's what you gotta write on your text message and send it to 81199. However, if you're fed up with this little comedy gimp, always been smug about his tedious link, and you want to put him in his place, then you need to vote Chris. So write a message saying, vote Chris, and send it to 81199. You're fed up with his little whiny voice. And if it wasn't, you know, for me, there'd be nothing on the show worth listening to by Ballad, Rachel, Dominic and Juliet. So vote Chris, 81199. Thank you. If you really couldn't give a rat's ass, phone up for car park catchphrase, because Alan's sitting there going, I'm answering all the calls and it's all about radar and I don't understand what they're talking about. 08700 100 100, only for car park catchphrase. And if you're still, after all that, are bothered, then you should really get a life. This is that two play So Confused record, which I know you love, Dave.
I love this. Well, I know we just met yesterday.
The irony that we actually improved this record.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think it's perfectly good to start off with.
I agree, but it's improved. Right. What?
I agree.
So do we finish this now, or do we let it run to the end of the sport?
What, the vote?
Yeah.
I think we have to give it enough time. So
I've lost the truth.
You know, the cream will rise to the top and all that.
Actually, I think we should do a sweepstake about nominations for the Brits.
I'll sort that out during the news.
And then we follow that with International Frog or Dog. We do all those award-winning features we've done.
What?
You're just embarrassed because I've pushed you into a corner and made you look foolish.
I don't think so, young man. I don't think so. Mr. New Jumper Wearer.
It's not the worst, best put down I've ever done, is it?
Aha, look at you. Ah, what do you say about
look
that?
Look at you with your new knitwear.
Right, vote Chris, 81199.
Or vote fact, Dave, 81199. No, the choice
you,
want, is
you write a message saying vote and then the word Chris and send it to 81199.
Or that's vote space Dave to 81199.
Vote Chris, 81199.
Vote Dave, 81199. Essentially, we're just padding to hit the news at 9:30 here. Yeah. We have 20 seconds left.
And if we'd have thought about this in advance for hilarious comedy purposes, just for us in the studio, we'd have had vote I don't really care either way, 81199. But don't bother writing in that, because we haven't set it up on the screen and it won't appear. But so far, 5,000 people have texted. I want everyone to get their phone out and send one to one or the other, just to see if we can get 7,000 text messages by the end of the news.
81199, vote Chris or vote Dave.
Because the thing is, all right, for those of you who are sitting there going, I normally like this show, but I really don't care. What it is it's a simple thing where if we get loads of text messages, we put them into like a poll thing. On the computer screen it says, vote Chris or vote Dave. Tells how many people have actually bothered to text in. The boss has a look later this morning and goes, bloody hell, they got loads of messages this morning. They must be really popular. So even if you couldn't give a rat's ass, just send one anyway, because that means our contract gets renewed and we get more money. And then we can feed our poor families who really need food in their bellies.
Performance-related pay.
Exactly right. So there, vote Chris or vote Dave and send it to 81199. Enough?
Go. One.
You have until Dominic reads the weather. But first I'll read the news. It's just gone 9:30.
Adverts to sort confusion over cannabis. On Newsbeat, it is now 9:34.
Stop! Oh, for God's sake. It was, obviously, there's a problem with the text messages.
Victory is mine.
Rubbish. 3,000 people just text you.
Do you have a percentage breakdown for us?
Yes. Just do one final refresh and I will tell you the final results if you really, really care. I don't care. I just want to entertain the listeners and keep them happy. I'm not interested in petty arguments. Out of the 8,830 text messages that came in, 56.1% voted for Dave.
Thank you very much.
43.9%. So there's nothing in it, really.
There's a load in it. There's a clear winner. It's what they call a landslide. It's for not a majority.
No, it's not a landslide. No, I think you'll find majority isn't used for navigation. No, that's the wrong argument.
Radar is, though, clearly. You see, this is infotainment, this show.
But hang on a sec. Just go to the normal text number where people don't write the word vote and see how many of the messages go, I really could care less. 1.7 million text messages.
That's inadmissible evidence. We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money.
Right, let's get back to the hits.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Justin. Say it in your best Edith Bowman voice.
Franz Ferdinand.
Perfect.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. It's time for Thursday's Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1 with me and gorgeous Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, Roy. Right then, let's get straight into it.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
You're right, Chris. It's Lee from Birmingham.
Lee? No. You've got to go... Hello, Chris, it's Lee. My name's Lee, and I'm from Birmingham. That's what you got to do.
All right.
All right, go.
Hello, Chris, it's Lee, and I'm from Birmingham.
Yay! I suppose that'll do, won't it? No, that fake goes, yeah, all right, then. It just says it exactly the same. What do you do, Lee?
I'm a field engineer from basically around the country.
You're a what engineer?
I'm a field engineer. I work around the country.
Right, working in fields. Right, lovely. How old are you?
I'm 23, mate.
Where are you parked now?
At services on the M40.
Services on the M40?
Which services?
I don't know, actually. I missed it. I was on my way in. Mm, a BP one.
He's obviously not picky when it comes to his services.
Mm. Not really.
He'll stop anywhere. What car are you in?
I'm in a Passat, mate.
Passat. Wind your window down. Let's hear your horn, then.
That's all right.
That's not too bad.
Not a bad horn.
There you go.
All right, hang on there. We'll talk to you in a second. But we've got to meet who's on line two.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. It's Neil and I'm from Southminster.
Whee!
Hi, Chris. It's Neil.
Alan, do you not G him up before you put him on the air?
That is after G'ing up.
Right, okay, then. What do you do, Neil?
I'm a landscape gardener.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to come and do mine?
No, not really.
How much do you charge per hour?
It's a bit cold and wet at the moment.
Yeah, but, you know, generally, for later, how much do you charge an hour?
I'm sure I could do a special rate for you, Chris.
Okay, one more time. How much do you charge an hour?
I'm sure I could do a special rate.
Why are you does that mean you charge different clients different prices? He does, doesn't he? I think you do. All right, fine, I was going to pay you £50 an hour, but if you're not interested, don't worry.
That's too cheap.
Right. Oh, is it? What the hell? Are you landscape gardening at Buckingham Palace or something? where are you parked, mate?
I'm parked in the Latchington Football Club car park.
Latchington Football Club? Are they any good, that team?
You're joking, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I've never heard of them, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm a Leeds fan.
Oh, well, say no more.
Yeah. Right, so what car are you in?
I'm in a blue Peugeot 306.
Nice.
Solid,
nice.
Reliable.
I'm telling you. The ride of your life.
Absolutely.
Right, wind your window down. Let's hear your horn. Have you got two mobiles?
No.
Right, okay, fair enough. That'll be somebody texting him going, hey, mate, you're on the radio. I love it when people do that. Yeah, I know I'm on the radio, do we? All right, okay, so it's best of three. Let's hear your horn again, Lee. And yours, Neil. Right, okay, got to remember, Neil's is higher.
Mm. And louder.
And I always write this down, but still never, still get confused. Right, should we do the rules then?
Yes, please.
Yep. Right, feel free, by the way, to speak, Lee and Neil. You can join in on the game. Roy, tell these numpties the rules.
Thanks, Chris. Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules so everybody knows how to play the game.
Right.
In a moment, Chris will describe what he can see in front of him with the help of your friend and mine. It's Mr. Fish.
Hello.
And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is,
yes,
buzz in with your horn and we'll see if you're right. All you have to remember in this game is the golden rule. Say what you hear.
Pardon?
Say what you hear.
Right, are you ready, Lee?
Yes.
Are you ready, Neil?
Yes.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, best of three, good luck. Here's catchphrase number one. I can see Dr. Fish. Looks like he's spending the day working at the Blood Transfusion Centre. He's very busy this morning, getting blood out of all sorts of people. And what's this? Oh, hang on, who was that?
Me, Lee, it was Neil.
Rachel, who was it?
Neil.
Was it Neil? I'm going with Dave. Neil?
You can't get blood out of a stone.
You can't get blood out of a stone?
You're right!
Well done. I've no idea which horn is which. Lee, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, all right. He's not that bothered. Neil, well done. Right, Neil, if you get the next one right, you're automatically winner. Lee, you need to get this right to stay in the game, all right?
Yes, mate.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
All right, there's Mr. and Mrs. Fish. They're on holiday. Looks like they're at the Vatican. They must be there to visit the Pope. It looks like people are queuing up to see him. Everybody in the queue looks like they've gotten something for the Pope to bless. Mr. Fish is now holding out a pair of cotton socks. Who was that?
Neil.
Was it?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Neil, what was it?
Bless my cotton socks.
Bless my cotton socks?
You're a winner. You're right!
Lee, what happened to your son?
Oh, I don't know, mate. That's why the horn didn't work.
I tell you, you know what?
The one didn't work.
You liar. It worked when you were testing it earlier, you big fibber.
Oh, it works again now.
Anyway, Right, listen, have a good day, mate.
All right, mate. Take it easy.
Bye. So, Neil, you are today's winner.
Well, absolutely astonished, mate. Yeah.
So are we.
You sound over the moon, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
As if it's the greatest thing you've ever won in your life.
I know.
Right. You have a choice of prizes. You can either have something stolen from the Joe Wiley show, something stolen from Sarah Cox's show, or something stolen from Colin Murray.
Oh, something from Cox's show.
Really? Okay. That's your job then, Alan. You've got to find something from their desks.
Cheers.
And steal it.
Okay. Chappers.
Yeah. Do you want Chappers?
No, it's all right.
Okay. Watch this. Do you want Sarah?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, what a surprise. Oh, yes, please. Oh, not I'm saying, that'll be out some peace. Even though he doesn't talk like that. Anyway, have a good day, pal. Bye.
Thank you.
There you go. So he wins something stolen from Sarah's show.
Is that legal?
Probably not.
It's our game, it's our rules. We do what we want.
I think you'll find that you're the one doing the stealing.
Scott.
Where is he? He's just randomly shouting out people's names. Brian! Tony! Anyway, it's 9:50. I'm John on Radio 1. Right, so that was that. Thank you very much, Mr. Roy Walker. Oh, hang on, Mr. Roy Walker. Yes.
Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1.
Thank you.
Say goodbye, Mr. Fish.
What's he doing?
He's waving. A new season on
Paddy O'Connell has just texted into the show.
Saying what?
Paddy is, of course, the star of BBC Three's Liquid News, live with Paddy O'Connell. And he says, you're right about the radar. And, like, he is intelligent.
Who's right about the radar?
I am. So there you go. How stupid do you feel?
He's not a trained navigationalist.
Is that a word?
I'll do for now.
Right, OK.
9:54 on BBC... Radio 1.
Wahan.
Wahan.
One.
Oh, this is Spanish. Spanish. Radio 1.
I'm a Celebrity starts Monday night, and fingers crossed we were going to have interviews with the contestants. It was meant to happen this morning, and they're meant to ring us between, what, 6 and half 6?
It was, 5 and 6, they're going to call me to set it up for 6 and half 6.
And what time did they ring you?
7:40.
To say what?
It isn't going to happen today, it might happen tomorrow.
So there you go.
We were writing questions at 5:30 this morning.
I love that. They go, we'll ring you at 5 or 6, okay? Then they ring at 7:40 and leave a message going, it's not happening today. Really? No, Sherlock. So hopefully tomorrow morning, before we even go on the air, we're getting in early, and Dominic is going to be interviewing the celebrities from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And then we'll run those for you on Monday, promoting their show. So it's up to the press office to get it sorted.
Do you want to hear what else they said, or is this not a good idea?
It depends whether it's...
They said, the lady on the phone, who clearly isn't the person I've been talking to in Britain, because she clearly wouldn't say that to this show, says, you might need to do it over the weekend.
Yeah, sorry. Do you know what? I don't mind I'm Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I don't mind getting in early and writing a few questions with Dominic. I don't mind the fact that we put them out on the air Monday and Tuesday. I don't mind promoting their show. I do mind getting in on a Saturday morning or Sunday morning at 6 o'clock to do it. Stick it. So anyway, find out tomorrow morning, have we got the celebrities or what? My bet's on no, by the way.
It'll happen.
You think?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to upset Alan. You would like me when I'm angry.
Girl.
No, I did the Incredible Hulk. Come on, mate.
Oh, really?
I'm psyching myself up now as we speak.
Oh, about the bricking themselves.
Run for the hills. Yeah. You see,
I made the decision to give you a call. I haven't paid up yet for the bet which I lost.
6:50, owe me.
Yeah. Do you want it now, or do you want to maybe double or quit? So roll it over to tomorrow.
I'll have it now, please.
I thought you might say that. You'd type, gets me.
I'll treat myself to a cab home with that.
There must have been a backlog, and loads of votes are still coming in. And the great news for you is you're still in the lead.
I know. I was never in any doubt about my inability.
No, you're very positive about your inability, aren't you? Good morning. Right, Sarah, 3 o'clock today, your last chance to phone up for a possible seat on the plane with us because we're going to New York. Mark and Lard at one. Jo Wiley's beautiful. She's next. The Chris Moyle Show.
You're so sweet.
Joe Wiley. Joe Wiley. Radio. Radio. This is Red Rap D. 01. My milkshake brings.